Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Is your Spanish study routine getting a little bit boring? You listen to podcasts, you complete a new lesson on an app with that little green owl, or maybe you even hop on a Skype session with a tutor every once in a while. But the fact is, you're just not as excited about learning Spanish these days. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. You'll make more progress and reach fluency much faster if you're having fun while you're learning. So if you want to bring some excitement to your regular stale routine of learning Spanish, opening and closing apps, and sporadically studying when you feel like it, join us this Thursday for Learn Spanish with Music Live. In this live online class, I'll show you how you can incorporate Spanish music into your study routine. Now, this will be an interactive class, so you'll get to ask me questions personally, and I'll be teaching you Spanish vocabulary and some tricks to improve your listening comprehension. I know that can be a really difficult skill to master, but we'll show you some ways that you can begin to tune your ear to understand Spanish using music. Plus, I'll also have some giveaways. So I'll be giving away some prizes, some things that aren't available to the public yet, some new Spanish resources that our team at Spanish Con Salsa will be offering. We'll also be playing some games, and I will show you how you can take your Spanish to the next level. So join us this Thursday, November 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern for Learn Spanish with Music Live. Now, if you're thinking that sounds really great, but I'm not able to show up on Thursday, November 12th at 7 p.m., do not worry. Once you register, you will also get access to a recording of the class, and you'll get lifetime access. And you can also submit any questions that you have ahead of time or even after the class, and I will answer all of your questions personally. So don't wait. Register now at SpanishConSalsa.com/live. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/live. There are limited spaces available, so sign up right now to make sure you secure your spot. Nos vemos en la clase.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola y bienvenidos al episodio 98. Welcome to episode 98 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I'm super excited this week because we are still counting down episode 100. So in just a few short weeks, we will be at our 100th episode. And as you know, if you've been listening for the past few weeks, that we are celebrating our countdown to episode 100. So I've been giving away some prizes every week or so. And this week, as you may have heard in the intro, we have our Learn Spanish with Music live class coming up this Thursday. That's November 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you sign up if you're interested, SpanishConSalsa.com/live. I'll be giving away some more prizes in our class this Thursday. So if you can attend, make sure that you sign up. And as I mentioned, even if you can't attend live, I will be providing lifetime access to the recording of the class for everyone who registers. So this is an opportunity to just have some fun interacting with us, learning Spanish. And also you'll get to ask any questions that you have about Spanish or about anything on Spanish con Salsa. You'll be able to ask me those questions directly. So make sure you sign up if you're thinking about it, SpanishConSalsa.com/live. And that'll be our next event as we count down in just a few weeks to episode 100. Now, getting to the topic of this week's episode. So I'll be breaking down another song today. And the name of the song is actually La Cura. La Cura. So that means the cure. And it's by a salsa singer named Frankie Ruiz. And this is another classic salsa song. So it's another one of those songs that's just great to dance to. And you may have heard it if you're a salsero or salsera. You may have actually heard the song while you're out dancing before, and you probably didn't know what it was about. So I'll be breaking down some of the lyrics to the song. And don't forget, if you sign up to be a show supporter, you'll get access to the transcripts of every episode of the podcast, and you'll also get the lyrics, the full lyrics to this song. So I'll only be going through a small part of the song in this episode, but if you want to get full access to the entire breakdown of the song, just sign up at learnspanishconsalsa.com/support, and you'll get access to transcripts and the lyrics for the song from this episode. Now, getting to the song La Cura, there's actually something very interesting about the title of the song. There are some words in Spanish that have a different meaning when they're masculine or feminine. Now, I'm not talking about words like chico, which, you know, means boy, but if you make it chica, it's girl, so changing the O to an A. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about words that are exactly the same, but they may have a masculine version and a feminine version, and those versions of the word have a completely different meaning. So for example, the title of the song, La Cura, it's really important that la is there so that you know that it is a feminine word. So it's the feminine form of this noun. Now you could also have El Cura. And again, in this case, it actually doesn't change spelling, it doesn't change pronunciation. The only thing that changes is that we're using the masculine form. So the definite article changes from la to el, but that's really the only clue you have, except for context, of course, that the word has a different meaning. So I'm going to review some words like that in this episode as well, so that you'll have an idea of some words that actually do mean something completely different when they're masculine or feminine. But first, let's go through a little bit of the lyrics of the song, and I'll also tell you the other meaning of cura, because now I'm sure you're really curious, like, what else does it mean if it doesn't just mean the cure? So I'll explain all that towards the end, but first, let's look at the lyrics to La Cura by Frankie Ruiz, and I'll show you some more expressions that are used in the song that you can use in your daily conversations. The song begins, Si te dicen que yo me estoy curando, es la verdad. Si te dicen que yo me estoy curando, es la verdad. So if they tell you that I am healing myself or I'm curing myself, it's the truth. Y la cura que yo me estoy buscando es realidad. Y la cura que yo me estoy buscando es realidad. And the cure that I'm looking for or that I'm seeking is reality. Aunque me salga tan cara. Aunque me salga tan cara. So even though it's expensive for me. Algo tiene que me ampara. Algo tiene que me ampara. So he's saying something makes me feel protected. So this is more of an expression. Es mejor que tus mentiras. Es mejor que tus mentiras. So he says it's better than your lies. So you know mentira is lie. And this expression, es mejor que, is really common. So it's better than. So this is one of those rare instances where the word que, which you may be familiar with as meaning what or that. Well, in this instance with es mejor, because it's making a comparison, right? It's better than something else. Que actually means than, than. So it's better than. So in this case, this es mejor que, again, it's probably best to think of it as a full expression. Que me llenaba de ira y nada más. Que me llenaba de ira y nada más. So it just fills me with rage and nothing else. Then he says, diariamente yo me curo. Diariamente yo me curo. So diariamente, you may notice that the word dia is in the front, right? It's the beginning. And then we have mente at the end. So this word means daily or every day. And mente is actually a really helpful suffix to know in Spanish because it actually means that you're dealing with an adverb, right? So basically a word that just describes an action. So you'll be doing something daily. So the action is whatever you're doing. And you're describing it by saying diariamente. So this is an action that I do every day. So if you hear mente, then that'll clue you in on you're dealing with an adverb. And in English, that usually ends in ly. So you can think of mente becoming ly in English. So diariamente in Espanol, in English becomes daily with that ly at the end. So if I wanted to say easily, right, that I can do something easily, as you know, the word for easy is fácil. So if I wanted to say I can do it easily, then I'd say yo puedo hacerlo fácilmente. Fácilmente. So it's quite easy to form these adverbs in Spanish if you know the suffix mente. So what if I wanted to say generally, right? And the word for general in Spanish is general. So I'll give you a second to think about it before I tell you. So how do you think you would say generally? Generalmente. So that's a really easy one to know. So something that you want to keep in mind, just a few more examples. If I wanted to say casually, I would say casualmente. If I wanted to say slowly, I would say lentamente. And if I wanted to say quickly, I would say rápidamente. This is something you may have heard before, but just kind of think of it, again, in the English translation as ly. All right, so getting back to the song lyrics. So he says, diariamente yo me curo. So every day I'm healing myself, or I'm curing myself. De lo duro que fue vivir sin ti. De lo duro que fue vivir sin ti. Of how hard it was to live without you. So now we're getting some clues, as most songs end up being. He's probably talking to a female maybe, right? I don't know. But he's saying that it was really difficult to live without you. So the lo duro is like the rough situation or the rough thing. So I wouldn't take this literally, but de lo duro is like the hardship I was facing. Que fue, that it was, vivir sin ti, to live without you. So that sin is without. And he says again, diariamente, so every day, te lo juro, te lo juro. And that means I swear to you. So that comes from jurar, which is like to swear. And this is in the sense like, I guess if someone was saying, like, I'm telling you the truth, like, I swear I'm telling you the truth. It's sort of that context. And it actually is pretty common in conversation. Like, you can say, te lo juro que sí, like, I swear that it's true. If you think someone doesn't believe you or you just want to show that you're really being sincere, o sinceramente, right, sincerely, I'm telling you, te lo juro, I swear. Aunque me agita a veces la desesperación. Aunque me agita a veces la desesperación. So even though sometimes I get agitated with desperation, right? So he's saying that, you know, he swears that he's really, you know, trying to heal himself every single day, but sometimes he still gets agitated. Cuando le falta la cura a mi desesperación. Cuando le falta la cura a mi desesperación. So when the cure to my desperation is missing, or when I lack the cure to my desperation. So he's saying, you know, he gets agitated when he doesn't have his cure. And there's a little bit more to that verse, but I actually want to jump to the chorus because there's a word in here that we don't see a lot in English, or it doesn't have a direct translation into English, but it is used quite a bit in daily conversation in Spanish, so I want you to be aware of it, and also to kind of get to the best part of the song, okay? So, and as always, if you go to the show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/98, that's learnspanishconsalsa.com/98, for this episode of the podcast, I will include a link, or actually the video, so that you can watch this song, the video for the song on YouTube. But it's a pretty fun song to dance to, and it's also a little bit long, so like I said, I'm not going to go through the whole song in this podcast, but if you want to check it out, go to our website after this episode, after you finish listening, and you'll be able to hear the song. Okay, so in the chorus, he says, amargura, which is bitterness, señores que a veces me da. So in this case, he's saying señores, kind of like ustedes, like he's saying you guys, he's talking to a group. Que a veces me da. So this sometimes gives me. So this me da, you can use if you're talking about how something makes you feel. So it gives me or makes me feel. So he's just saying sometimes he gets bitter, right? So amargura, señores, que a veces me da. So sometimes I get bitter, or, you know, I have this, I don't want to say chip on your shoulder, but he has this bad feeling, this bad taste in his mouth. La cura resulta más mala que la enfermedad. La cura resulta más mala que la enfermedad. So he's saying the cure turns out to be worse than the disease or than the sickness, which I think this is the classic line of this song, which, I mean, I'm sure you can relate to this if you think about something in your life where you were trying to resolve a problem, but you ended up making it worse. So that's kind of the spirit of this song. So the cure, and he doesn't really say what the cure is, okay, in this song, but you can use your imagination. But he's saying the cure resulta. And this is the word resultar that we really don't have a direct translation for in English. Now you might hear it and think result. And that might help, but it doesn't really get to how it's used in Spanish. So it really does talk about the result of something or what it results in. But sometimes it's better translated as it turns out that, or it turns out to be. So in this case, resulta más mala, it turns out to be worse. Okay, más mala is worse. So la cura más mala. So that's why it's not mal. Okay, mala because it's referring to la cura. So in conversation, you might hear this as resulta que. So it turns out that. You know, maybe someone's in the middle of telling a story and they're saying, this is what happened. This is like the cause and effect, right? Like, so, you know, fui al supermercado y resulta que no había naranjas. Okay, so it turns out there weren't any oranges. I don't know. Silly example. But you're just kind of talking about a situation and sort of what turned out to be the case. So that's, again, something we don't really have in English in that way, but it is used quite a bit in conversation in Spanish. So, and again, here's another example of this más que. So, más mala que la enfermedad. So, worse than the disease. So, again, this que in this sense, because it's a comparison, más mala que, it actually means than. So, worse than la enfermedad, the disease. All right, so I just wanted to give you a little taste of this song and give you some vocabulary. Again, this is a great song to listen to dance to, so make sure you definitely check it out. But I wanted to get to explaining what I talked about at the beginning, which is some of these words in Spanish that have a different meaning when they're masculine versus when they're feminine, even though it's the exact same word. So the title of the song, La cura is the cure. But if you hear el cura, that actually means the priest or a pastor or reverend of a church. So quite different meanings. So la cura, the cure, el cura, the priest. So, and again, the only difference there is the article that's used, right? So la versus el. Another example of this is the word cometa. Cometa. Now you may have heard this word before. La cometa is actually a kite. So la cometa is a kite, but el cometa is a comet. So an actual comet that you'll see in the night sky. So, but again, the only difference there is the article. Cometa does not become cometo. All right. So that's just another example of one of these words. Another one that can be a little bit difficult is corte. Corte. So you may be familiar with the verb cortar, which is to cut, right? So el corte is just the noun form, so a cut or the cut. So like if you're cutting something out, you can say, oh, this is the cut or the cutout, right? But la corte is the court. So an actual courtroom where you would go for a trial, right? So la corte versus el corte. Another example, and this one's really common, and a lot of people, I think, make this mistake or may get this confused, because in English we also have two words, well, the same word that's spelled two different ways. So capital. So in English we have capital, which sometimes is spelled with an A or an O, and that's how we kind of distinguish, even though it sounds almost the same. But in Spanish we have capital. So la capital is like the capital city of a place. But el capital is how we would use like the word capital in English to describe like an investment. So, you know, I need to raise capital for my business. So that's the difference between those two, but again, spelled exactly the same way. Then we have coma, and this is one of my favorite ones because in English, it's very, very similar, right? So we have, you know, to be in a coma, right, is el coma. But la coma is actually the punctuation mark that we have in English that we call comma. So very slight pronunciation difference. But la coma is a comma, and el coma is the same way we would say in English, being in a coma. And just one more, because I think it's it goes along with sort of the theme of this episode. So we talked about la cura being a cure. So I'll end it with this example. Cholera. El cholera is actually the English word cholera, which is a bacterial infection or disease that you can get from contaminated water. So when it's masculine, it's cholera. So it's a disease or an enfermedad, as we learned in the song La Cura. And la cholera is actually anger or rage. So it has a very different meaning. La cholera is anger and el cholera is a disease. I hope you found that helpful and maybe it answered some questions. If you've seen some of these words written before, you may have wondered, you know, is it masculine or feminine? Why does it have different meanings? So this will kind of help you out with some of those examples. And don't forget, if you want to join us this Thursday, November 12th, there's still a few spaces available for our Learn Spanish with Music live class. So just register at SpanishConSalsa.com/live and you can hang out with us, learn some Spanish with more amazing music, play some games, and get an opportunity to practice using your Spanish with us live. So make sure that you sign up SpanishConSalsa.com/live. And as always, I hope you have enjoyed this episode and that something you've heard today has helped you go at least one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.